It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She is with the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. We're going to talk about a couple of big events that they've got coming up, one which is not too far off. Shelley, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Dave, for having me.
So you were talking about, well, let's just lay it out and talk about it at first. You said that the governor has dedicated from Mother's Day to Father's Day, is it?
Yes.
As Utah Family Month.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that and the fun event you've got tied in with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Dave, about 4 years ago, the Association of Family Support Centers got together and felt like we needed to do a statewide campaign, something to highlight and be proud of our Utah families. So we decided to come up with Utah Family Month. Several years ago, there was National Family Month. And so we decided to celebrate it through Utah, and we were able to get the governor on board, and he has officially signed and proclaimed that Utah Family Month will run from Mother's Day to Father's Day every single year. So we're super excited about that. All the centers throughout the state have done something a little bit different. We usually hold our event somewhere where families can come and fly kites and have dinner and kind of get together and be with families, but we're doing a little different this year.
As with all things,
yes. This will be our fourth annual kite flying event. What we're going to do is we have 150 kites that we are handing out to the first 150 children that do it. We're going to do a drive-by, and so that will be on June 19th from 4 to 6. And so families will drive by. We will hand out the kites to the children, and each carload of families will receive a swag bag from the center and a lot of great things.
Okay, so that's coming up on June 19th.
Yes.
Out at the center. What's the address out there?
80 South Fairgrounds Road.
And all you have to do really is drive up and go pick up your kite.
Right. If you have, two children in the car, however many children you have, each child will get a kite. We have a swag bag put together by the staff at the center, and then we also have help from the Care Coalition. They are giving us several items to put in those swag bags. So it'll be fun. And some little activities for the kids to do. But what's great is they get to fly kite, and the idea is to be together as a family.
Absolutely. And that's, once again, coming up on June 19th out there at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center on Fairgrounds Road. You drive up, you pick up the kite, and you're on your way.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't forget your swag bag.
Yeah, don't forget the swag bag.
Don't forget the swag bag. All right. Then coming up, another thing that's, as much as we hate to say it, it seems like school just ended, but it's going to be just around the corner before you know it.
Absolutely.
And you guys are going to do the school supply giveaway again, as you always do.
Yes. We have been doing this event since even before my time as the director of the center, and I've been there for over 15 years. And so we're still going to do backpacks and school supplies. It will be different this year. We're going to set those up by appointment only. Probably anywhere from 3 to 5 days in the week, starting, it's the second week of August. Dave, I don't have the dates in front of me, but it will be the second week in August. And parents will be able to schedule about a 30-minute time to pick out school supplies and backpacks for their children. As far as the clothes giveaway, we are still ironing out those details. And as soon as we have those detailed out, we will start doing flyers. We'll post it on our Instagram and our Facebook page and invite the community to participate.
Yeah, it'll be August 10th through the 14th.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go. So, and this is always a great thing. They come, they get their backpack, they get all their school supplies that they need. And plus, you've got the clothing there if they need it as well. And once again, it'll be different this year. It'll be by appointment only on the backpacks.
Yes.
So you'll start seeing that come around probably like the middle of July.
Yes.
And you just got to call out there and make an appointment and go out and get your stuff. This
yeah.
is great. Things that you guys do for the community is really great. In fact, let's take just a moment and kind of discuss some of the things that the community, or the Children's Justice Center, the Family Support Center does for the community.
Well, one of the things that we offer is any kind of support that we can help families, whether it's childcare for when they're in a crisis situation, or a family becomes displaced and they don't have clothes for their children, or diapers or wipes. We can only give out based on what's donated to us. So basically, our items come from the people in the community, and then we donate it back to the people in the community. We provide a safe place for children to come talk about intimate issues that like were discovered in a child abuse situation. So children can come and talk about those things. We have our home visiting program where we go out in the homes and help families work on goals and things to help anything to prevent risk of child abuse of occurring. We're just trying to be a big support to our community.
All right. So that's one thing, too, as well, is you guys are always looking for donations.
Absolutely.
If you've got extra clothes laying around the house, diapers that you don't need anymore, things like that, you can take them and donate them to the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. One more time, give them the address and the phone number out there if anybody's got any questions.
Okay, great. We are at 80 South Fairgrounds Road in Price. Our phone number is 636-3739. If you want to get a hold of our crisis nursery, then dial extension 1. Other than that, listen to the operator, which is myself, to get a hold of me.
All right. And once again, coming up June 19th, not that far off, we've got the kite giveaway for National Family Month. And then right around the corner is going to be that school supply and clothing giveaway for when they start school. Shelley, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. And thank you for all that you guys do out there.
Thank you so much, Dave. We couldn't do it without the support of our community.
And there you go. Once again, if you've got it, go ahead and give it to these guys. They've got clothes. They'll take clothes, diapers, anything that you would need to function as a family.
Absolutely.
Give it to these guys out to the Children's Justice Center. Thanks once again.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.